finally figured it out, man. This love of hip hop bullshit is ruining the fucking society. And the young sisters, man, this is where all of this ratchet bullshit, this pregnant bullshit, everybody want to get pregnant, everybody want to be a bad bitch. This is where it was. I was in the dark because I don't watch shit like this, but I went back and I sat. I just been seeing the clips. I watched a little bit of that Ray J shit that happened the other day, and I'm gonna just say that they got these young females feeling like the world revolves around your nigga, sex, and looking pretty. I don't see shit about no damn jobs or working or nothing. They is polluting the fucking world. That shit should be, you should have to pay to see that bullshit. Yes, man. I might be tripping, but this love and hip hop shit is ruining the world, man. Cause I was just sitting back like, where did the classy women and the women that, you know, they go to work and got regular bodies and you know, come home and take care of the kids. I was like, what is making them feel so boring and so worthless? And that's what it is. The thotty class and the regular women, they all sit back and watch this bullshit. So, and if you ain't on that level, if your ass ain't sticking out here, or you ain't having sex with a whole bunch of dudes, and you ain't on the front line and wearing the top is fashion, and your Instagram ain't popping, you know, 100,000 likes, and you feeling like you at the bottom. And I think watching this show, a lot of females are sitting here and simply comparing themselves to these females. You know, of course the smarter ones are not, but the ones that, you know, in the thotty class, they ain't. In the thotty class, they looking at it like, well, this is where I need to be. I gotta get to here. You know what I'm saying? Because these be the main people that be saying, stay out my personal business. I was watching some clip and it was with Jocelyn. And the main thing that she put, the highlight of the video was stay out of my damn business. Stay out of my personal business. What personal business? It's on TV. What are you talking about? Like, this, it don't make no sense. Like all that, it's like, for all of them, I remember when we was young, we had, like I said, we had Flavor Flav, and, you know, we had a little show of Flavor Flav. You know, the few girls from there that blew up, and, that was the type of shit that was, you know, that was on TV, you know, back then. I remember at that age, I was young as shit, so, you know, you probably in the house a little more. You know, the younger you are, you're probably in the house a little more. And one thing I remember when I was young thinking like, yeah, this is either a female show, or, you know what I mean? Or this is for like lazy motherfuckers, that, you know what I'm saying? Because this ain't, one thing I remember when I was young was like, or even the message that the show was portraying was like, hey, this ain't how you supposed to be, but look, this is the TV. But now it's so many of them motherfuckers or whatever, so many people just living on fucking TV, like T.I., his family, Lil Wayne's daughter and her family, and, you know, everybody's just on TV like shit, you know what I'm saying? There's no privacy, and people just sit around and look at them and think that's mood. No, you work up the street. These motherfuckers is on TV. There's a difference. Like, stop comparing yourselves and trying to go broke, trying to be like these bras, man. Same thing with the young dudes and the rappers. You trying to wear the same, I ain't, what the hell I need to be shopping at the same place where Quavo shop his, get his shit at? I ain't got Quavo money. It's the same thing. It's the same thing, man. It's the same thing. Like this shit is like disgusting. Like I don't know how people could even want to, to even watch some shit like this. Like this shit is, and then you know this shit is fake. You know what I'm saying? It's just, it, the people just, it's almost like this. Be real, real fucking ratchet. You know what I'm saying? Be real, real ratchet, and then the views gonna go up. Cause it, you know what I'm saying? Come on now, like the girl Tommy, I see a lot of her on it, and I was wondering where the hell she came from. And that's another thing. That answers my question for one of my podcasts a few months ago when I was like, where is all these girls coming from with one name? Karrueche, Tommy, you know what I'm saying? I started realizing, these is the Love and Hip Hop motherfuckers or Bad Girls Club. That's the gateway for the girls. I seen that, like, that's the gateway. Cause people are absolutely nothing. Then they go there and then they're like the biggest star in their mind, they're like, we've made it. You know what I'm saying? I guess that's like the Instagram comedians. That's their level, this Love and Hip Hop shit. Like, and then I'm seeing Lil Scrappy, and I don't even know who this fucking dude is with the real thick braids. He got like thick blonde braids. I think same dude. I remember he was in the media for getting robbed on camera or some shit like that. These wild nut ass niggas, man. Like, I just feel like why does all of this shit have to be on TV? You know what I'm saying? It's like they not show. Why don't they show some good shit? Y'all showing all of the ratchetness shit. That's how you know this shit is. That's why I say this shit. You should have to pay. Motherfuckers should have to pay to see how much bull. How much? I bet you the ratings go down. You know what I'm saying? As how interesting this shit is right now, I bet you if they made people pay, that shit'll go. The ratings will go down like a motherfucker. Cause you can't really want to watch this bullshit. You just be watching this shit is just being nosy. That's really all the fuck it is. You just being nosy. Cause you're worried about somebody else's fucking business. Who somebody else fucking, who he's sleeping with. Oh shit, he got caught sleeping with another broad. Oh shit, Scrappy cheated again. All this, but like, get out of people's damn business. That's all this shit is promoting somebody's business. So you really a nosy motherfucker, I think, if you watch this shit. Because this shit ain't nothing but, what entertainment are you getting? The shit only gets spicy when it's either a man disrespecting a woman, two women disrespecting each other, about to fight, about some damn ex, somebody cheating on somebody, or messing with somebody, man. When is the show good? What the fuck is the good shit? They ain't even writing a fucking script for this bullshit. Just go ahead and be ratchet. This shit get on my nerves. I can't stand this shit. I can never, it's nothing that I've ever seen of this shit that makes me want to watch this shit. Like, now that I think back, even when I was young, what the hell was I doing watching the New York shit? I seen all that shit when she spit on the girl. But like I said, the message was different. The message back then was like, we understand this. These are rich motherfuckers. Now it's like, with these people have taken reality TV to the next level, as in they took a reality TV into the next level to make it seem like this shit is really like shit, like, hey, you can live like this too. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I feel they're taking this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, trying to, like, making everybody feel like this is what life is really like. But this shit is not. This shit, reality, they should call this shit something else. Reality TV is the wrong name for this shit. Because this shit is some bullshit. I don't understand this shit, man. But this is it, Mo. Cause if you think about it, I'm like, I watch some of the females that I work with, or you know, you might interact with on a train or in a lift or some shit like that, and you just be like, damn, like, you so young, how do you, if you look at your job, you think about your job, you're a working person, some of the worst people are like 18 to like 25 at your job. The worst working people is around that age. But really, it should be like, they kind of like the oldest, their bodies is like, it's almost like they work like old people. You know what I'm saying? Because it ain't no, like I said, people ain't being trained on how to be good people at home no more. And then, because, you know, it's not the parents' fault. You know, they got to watch, they got to work, and take care of and supply, you know, everything that, you know, that you have, you know what I'm saying? But, and then on top of that, you got shit like this loving hip hop bullshit to watch every week to have you in a fucking fantasy world, even with the age groups. Like, look at, like, you like, not only do you see all of that shit about Lil Wayne's daughter on IG, but you can go on the shows and watch, and it's just like, why is everything so sexual? Like, I just don't get it, man. Like, you got kids watching this shit. It's like, put something else on their mind. Like, why can't y'all put something? I don't get it, man. I don't get it why they can't put something else. I don't get it why they can't put something else on niggas' minds, man. Like, besides sex, cheating, we're feeling good tonight, we're about to go home and have sex. It's just like, that's all that's on this show. And then you get around your girl, sit around, talk. Like I thought we all did this. Why you need to watch that shit on TV? You need to watch somebody else's life. You need to watch somebody's life of what you do. I just don't get it, man. Even when you look at people's comments and their statuses about the shit, you just like, so this ain't in somebody's business. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. But we'll get right back to you. Rapper DaBaby, or DaBaby, he's a rapper from North Carolina, and man, dudes is trying him. I don't know if this situation happened in North Carolina. I think it was in North Carolina, but he just got into an altercation in Atlanta, where he was shooting a video like at a house in Atlanta. That's why I always say Atlanta is, you rap, you do videos. Atlanta's just their whole area is just like made for shooting videos. Like, if you can just hop out the car and just start shooting a video anywhere, because the how it is out there, it just looked like an older city or something. Like, it was here a long, long time before. You know what I'm saying? It's like, or better yet, like, the old shit that's there is like it never deteriorates. Like, you might see like a train station where it looks like the train was stopped. You know, like, it almost kind of doesn't even make sense, because, like, why would a train just stop in the middle of nowhere? But it literally would be like a stopped train that's like so old that the rust is like brass. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, a train still, if that motherfucker was to turn on and kill you and drive, it would kill you. But like I said, them joints be looking like prehistoric. Like, the train that we seen at this site, man, that joint probably was like from the 1800s or something. Like, that joint was old as shit. Like, that joint has been there for years. Like, and I just would love to know what the hell that train was there for. But, you know, he was shooting a video in Atlanta, so it must have been close to somebody's neighborhood. So the big dog came out. You know, the big dog came out. Like I said, it was like some Bloods or Crips or something like that. And I told you, those is, you usually it's like one big dog with that shit. So if he say move, you gotta move. So he walks over and they, you know, they kind of approach him basically like, you know, what you doing here? Like, you know, and he stood his ground. He stood his ground. But I, like I said, I knew he was going to be in the news again because, like I said, once you make the news, that's when niggas know, like, when they see you make the news randomly, that's when they know, like, oh yeah. He a star. You know what I'm saying? They know now it's time. You got a little bit of money on you now. They talking about you, you know, nationally and, you know, in altercations and shit like this. So, you know, now it's time. You know what I'm saying? If your haters was hating on you, they gonna turn up a little bit more once they realize that you on that next level. That's when it, you know, that's when the danger sets in. So this dude obviously still living his life. Like I said, they still living their life like a, regular person. You know, which you, like I said, you have to. That's a part of the rap trap. Like, see, he might be, you know, technically still a regular nigga. You know what I'm saying? And just got, he started getting noticed for his music. And see, this is the trap. This is the rap trap. You got to still sit and go through this shit because you haven't made enough money to move out and live somewhere else. So the people that, you know, that hate you, they still know where you live at and shit. You know, where you shop at, where you be at. You know what I'm saying? So they say he was in a Walmart and this motherfucker blew a nigga damn, looked like he blew half the dude arm off. Don't even look like he hit him in the body. It looked like the dude is shot in the arm. And like the whole middle section of his arm looks open. So he had a big ass gun on. Now, this was PG County, DC. It didn't even matter if it was self-defense or not. We would have been in some kind of fucking custody for at least 72 fucking hours or something. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no way. I'm talking about this man was on Instagram 4 hours after killing a person. Live. And the shit is live. I'm going to put the picture of the guy's dead body, you know, in the Walmart. You can see a Walmart person kind of like trying to help him. So this dude died, and it's videos. I don't think I seen one, but it's probably videos out of him killing the dude, or at least they got the whole shooting on camera. You know, so that's probably why he shot him, because he probably had a registered gun on him. He probably had a registered gun, registered to carry, all that shit. And he knew he was on camera, so all they gotta do is get the camera, they can see that the dude come over. And the damn dude got on some flip-flops. So you try to rob, this is how people think of local rappers. Motherfucker tried to rob him in a Walmart in some damn Gucci flip-flops. So you thought that man was that pussy that you can just rob him and take his shit from him and some Gucci flip-flops. And look at you. Got your ass blown away. You see what I'm saying? The rap trap. You know, just thank God he blessed that he came out on the good end. Like, sometimes, you know, it's very rare to have come out like this. He could have easily been on the other end of this. You know what I'm saying? Dude, thank God it wasn't like a hit or something. You know what I'm saying? Because if it was a hit, or somebody had some money on your head, he found you. So he could have did what he did. You know what I'm saying? Evidently, with the flip-flops, he must have came at you and, you know, like you was a sucker, you know what I'm saying, and you had something on you. So, because ain't no way, I know he ain't beat, yeah, it's no way. It's like blood all over the ground, everything. Like, damn, I tell you one thing, I wish we had them kind of damn laws, because shit, how the hell. And this nigga killed the nigga, went, finished his shopping, and got on Instagram a few hours later and said, rest in peace to the nigga that he just killed. What the fuck is the world coming to, man?